the brutal stock rout in Adani Group companies has continued today. Some $120 billion, more than half their value, has been erased since a short seller report alleged accounting fraud. Adani Group dollar bonds, though, rallied as Gautam Adani was said to be in talks with creditors to prepay some loans. That's in a bid to restore confidence in his business empire. Adani has repeatedly denied the allegations, which it says are bogus. Bridgewater has named Karen Carniel Tambor as its third co-chief investment officer. She's the first woman to hold the top investing job at the world's largest hedge fund. Bridgewater is bulking up its management less than 4 months after billionaire founder Ray Dalio stepped down as one of the co-CIOs. The border between Hong Kong and mainland China will fully reopen next week for the first time in 3 years. China says it's canceling pre-arrival PCR tests and the daily quota for travel across the border. However, a 48-hour pre-arrival test will still be required for visitors to Hong Kong who've been overseas within 7 days. Global News, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Simone Foxman, and this is Bloomberg.